Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space, and for the next 30 minutes, we're just going to take some time to meditate upon the Word of God, to slow down and find a place of connection. If this is your first time joining us, I want to welcome you. If you enjoy this podcast and you would like to receive them directly into your email inbox, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive our podcast once a week, as well as you can join us on Facebook and Instagram. So this week, we're going to continue our series. We've been looking at the creation story. We've made our way all the way through Genesis 1. And we're going to begin just the beginning of Genesis 2 as we wrap up this week and next week this series. So wherever you are, I welcome you to settle in. Find yourself maybe in a comfortable seated position, or wherever it is that you can be to carve out some space to connect with the Lord. And as we begin, we're going to start by simply focusing on the breath. The focus on the breath helps us to connect with our bodies, and it helps us to connect into the present moment. To begin to feel the sensation of the inhale and the exhale. And before trying to change anything, just observing your breath today. Noticing what it feels like. Noticing which part of the body you're breathing into. Do you feel the breath more in your chest? Or is it in your belly? Can you feel it in your sides or your back body? Remembering that this is a space not to try to strive to find perfection in any way, but instead, it's a place of observation, of awareness. Becoming aware of your current state so that you can connect with it and invite the Lord into your current space. Remembering he's already present. It's just our awareness of him present in our beings that we begin to focus on. So maybe if it feels comfortable to you today, I invite you to begin to lengthen out the breath. Draw the breath into the deeper spaces. Feeling what it feels like to have an expanded or lengthened breath. And as we slow the breath and take full breaths, the body naturally begins to find release. There's a calming effect that can come with the breath. As it slows and lengthens, it signals to the body, to the central nervous system to relax, that everything's okay. And as we continue with the breath, remembering we're focusing on where the breath of life comes from. That God first breathed the breath of life into Adam. And every breath you take in is drawing in that breath of life. So as you continue, just with this slow, lengthened breath to settle in, I'm going to open in prayer today. God, I thank you. I thank you that you have made a way to draw near to us, that you are as close to us as our breath. God, thank you that you care about relationship with us so much so that you sent your Son to make a way for us to draw near to you. God, that you've poured out your love towards us, that you've shown us how much you desire to come after us, pursue us, come to know us. God, today in this space, I pray that you would touch our hearts, that you would transform our thoughts, God, that you would teach us and show us your ways that we may know you. God, I ask that your words would reveal the truth of who you are, that we would encounter your love, your truth, and even your discipline today, God. Soften our hearts that we may know you. Teach us to be quick to repent and turn back to your ways. Reveal your Son Jesus to us in a greater measure today in this space, Lord. So drinking in a few more nice deep breaths. Maybe taking a moment to scan the body. To become aware of your heart and feelings in this space today. Remembering that you can always come just as you are before the Lord. Maybe just taking a moment to see, is there anything that you just need to lay down or let go before we continue on? Is there anything the Lord is revealing to your heart, to your mind, in your body, that may prevent you from what he has for you in this space? And if he reveals something to you, simply asking him, Lord, what is it you want me to do with this? Simply taking time to listen for the voice of God, remembering he still speaks today. And if there was perhaps one word that the Lord would use today to describe you, the one word he wants to give you today, to say to you, what would that word be? Can you simply ask, Holy Spirit, what one word does God want to give me today? And taking a moment just to notice your response or your reaction to that word. that a word you naturally want to gravitate towards or move towards? Or do you find yourself wanting to push away from that word? There's no right or wrong, just simply awareness in this space. And always opportunity for conversation or revelation. What is it about that word that causes you to lean in? Or what is it about that word that causes you to want to push away? Simply talking to the Lord about that. And maybe that word becomes something that the Lord continues to unpack for you over the next few days or even weeks. Will you give Him permission to do that? I believe for some of you, God wants to reveal Himself to you in what I'm going to call supernatural coincidences. I believe there are no coincidences in the kingdom. There is God moving and speaking in unique ways. So perhaps for some of you, this word will come up again in ways that will be somewhat random, but seem like a coincidence. And I want to encourage you, when you see that word again, or when it's prompted, or when it comes up again, take notice. I believe the Lord wants to confirm things or show you things in unique ways. Because of His goodness and His attention to detail, He loves to reveal Himself in playful ways, in unique ways. So over the last several weeks, as I've said, we've made our way through the first 6 days of creation. And now we're coming in to the seventh day. And I'm going to read from Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. And I'm reading out of the Voice translation. So we're just going to spend some time in this scripture, taking our time to meditate or chew on. And just allow the Lord to be present with you in it. Perhaps He reveals something to your heart. Perhaps something stands out as I read. Just begin to focus and pay attention to those things. So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all their hosts in 6 days. On the seventh day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from His labor and rested. Thus God blessed day seven and made it special, an open time for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping. Because God rested from all the work He had done in creation that day. As I read it a second time, just allowing the Lord to go deeper, allowing yourself to go deeper into the scripture. So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all the host in 6 days. On the 7th day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from his labor and rested. Thus God blessed day 7 and made it special, an open time for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping, because God rested from all the work he had done in creation that day. As I read it a third time, I encourage you to allow your imagination to get involved. Begin to picture what was it like in that moment, in those days, 6 days of creation, and then in the 7th. So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all their hosts in 6 days. On the 7th day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from his labor and rested. Thus God blessed day 7 and made it special, an open time for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping. Because God rested from all the work he had done in creation that day. And today we're going to just linger in this space a little longer. I'm going to read it a 4th time today. Just taking time to pause and drink it in. And maybe you ask the Lord, what is he inviting you into in this? Is there something he has for you? So now you see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and all their hosts in 6 days. On the 7th day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused from his labor and rested. Thus, God blessed day 7 and made it special. An open time for pause and restoration. A sacred zone of Sabbath keeping. Because God rested from all the work he had done in creation that day. Can you begin to imagine what this journey must have been like? Going from stillness, this void, this emptiness, to day after day, God creating, putting things in place, moving, creating. Every time he creates, it brings in this movement. A new level. The sun, the moon, the stars, the land, the sea, the animals, the birds. The creation of man and woman. Everything being brought in like a swirling, this creation, all this movement. And then God rests. Everything would continue to move and be happening on earth and around him. And yet in the midst of all of that, he rests. What is it that the Lord is revealing to you about rest? About Sabbath keeping? What is he inviting you into? Is Sabbath a part of your life? Does God have some form of Sabbath for you? And if so, maybe you ask him what that looks like for you in this season. It can change from season to season. Maybe it looks like a day of rest. For some, it might be extended into a month. Or perhaps it's simply a daily moment. We are called to live now from rest. What does it look like for you to live from rest? Maybe that doesn't mean everything stops moving and it gets quiet and silent. God rested even as the world was teeming with life and movement. Maybe your life is full of movement and things happening and things that need to get done. But in the midst of that, is there rest to be found? Where can you find your rest this season? Can you ask him to show you what does Sabbath keeping look like for you? Are there places in your life where he wants to offer you pause and restoration? God, I pray this week for each one listening that they would connect with you through rest, that you would unpack for them what it looks like in their current season to find rest. Lord, that they would find that place of pause and restoration, God, that you would open doors of opportunity for rest, for connection, for restoration. God, it's important. You did it. And one of your commandments was to keep the Sabbath. God, will you show each of us today what does it look like to keep the Sabbath personally with you? Not out of duty or religion, God, but out of a desire to do the things that cause us to draw near to you, Lord. Show us the benefits of finding rest in you. Let us find that breath. And in that breath, God, let us find rest. I bless you this week to be filled with his breath of life, of empowerment, the empowerment to find rest, even in the midst of everything moving around you. And bless you to hear his voice speaking to you clearly in unique and creative ways. And bless you to know a greater measure of his surrounding love and protection.